Welcome to all those joining us for the Shiur on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Birchas Oreach, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Hey. Before we begin, we dedicate the Shiur today, Leilui Nishmas, Risha Basha, Basra Baruch, the mother of Rabbi Nachum Zwebner, and for a complete refuah and yeshua for all those that need it, including Chaviva Chana Basgalia, Edith Bas Miriam Brindle, Yuspendel Bas Gitalea, Aviva Ilona Bas Yuspendel, Sarocho Bas Yuspendel, Yerachmiel Daniel, Ben Toiva Basho, Soraleya Bas Chavaliba, Chavaliba Bas Miriam Dvoira, Peretz Elio Ben Soraleya, Besoich Shar Choyle Yisrael. We're in the middle of talking about the significance of smell and the bracha that we make before we smell something and the fact that there is no after bracha after smelling something. Paragraph Hey, Rav Nosson Zal says, Val pize muvan heitev mashum avorchen al absomen b'moitzoi Shabbos b'havdola. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll be able to understand very well the significance of making a bracha on besomim on Saturday night as part of the Havdalah. Ki zeh moire al hisnoitzitzus Moshiach shemaschil lehisnoitzitz b'moitzoi Shabbos koyadua. Because this teaches us about the beginning of the sparkling of Moshiach, which starts to sparkle on Moitzoi Shabbos, on Saturday night, as is known, as we say in the Zmirois that we sing on Saturday night, Eliyahu Hanovi Bimheiro Yovo Yoleinu im Moshiach ben David, that we mention the fact that we're hoping that Eliyahu Hanovi will come very soon together with Moshiach. V'alkein ki b'Shabbos ein ben David bo, k'moshom Rabbi Seinuzal, because the Gemara says in Eruvin that Moshiach cannot come on Shabbos, or on Yontif, or on Erev Shabbos, or on Erev Yontif. V'alkein, b'moitzoi Shabbos, maschil hisnoitzitzus shel Moshiach, ki oz yochol lavoi. Therefore, as soon as Shabbos is over, moitzoi Shabbos begins, that's when we begin to see the sparkling, the potential for Moshiach coming. V'alkein, mevorchin al hapsomim, and that's why we make a bracha on psamim, ki horeach hu bebechinas hisnoitzitzus Moshiach. Because as we mentioned before, the sense of smell represents the sparkling, the beginning of the light of Moshiach. Shehu bechinas choitam. Moshiach is associated with the nose. He's referred to as ruach apenu, Moshiach Hashem, the spirit of our nose, the breath of our nose, Moshiach. Bechinas tefillah, and Moshiach also represents the epitome of tefillah. Kimavur shom heite b'maymar hanal, as Rabbi Nizal explains very well in the chapter of Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, which is chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran, and Rabbi Nizal also touches on this in chapter 2 in the first part of Likutei Moran. Ki Shabbos hu bechinas dvar Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Shabbos is also a form of the dvar Hashem. We've spoken the previous year about the fact that everything in this world, especially the vegetation, the grasses, the plants, the flowers, receive their energy via the stars and the angels. The Medrash says that there isn't a blade of grass on earth that moves without being commanded and struck by an angel or by a star. The wording of Medrash uses both terms, koichov and malach, striking it and commanding it to grow. So the vegetation on this world receives its energy from above, from the stars and the angels. The stars and the angels receive their energy from the Devar Hashem. There's a pasuk, Bedvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu Uberuach Piv Kol Tzvom. With the breath from Hashem's mouth, all the heavenly hosts receive their life force, their energy. So the Dvar Hashem is actually the top of the ladder, the top of the pyramid from which energy flows down from Hashem. Now, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Shabbos is also a bechina of the Dvar Hashem, Shehu Shoresh to Elyon, which is the top source, the top of the pyramid again, Shekula Mekablim Veloivim Imenu. Everything below receives and borrows from the source. Ki Shabbos hu nekuda hapnimis shekol sheishes yimei ha'maaseh im kol hanivroim shebahem kulam mekablim chiyus mebechinas Shabbos shehu shoroshem v'chiyusam kanoida. Shabbos is the central point from which all 6 days of the week and everything that was created in those 6 days of the week, all receive their energy, their life, from Shabbos, which is their source and their life. Kanoida, as is known, bebechinas, vayechal Elohim bayoyim ashvi malachte asherosa. The pasuk says, it's on the seventh day that Hashem completed everything that he had created beforehand. It reached a state of completion on the seventh day. And our rabbis tell us, 1 minute, I thought everything was created in 6 days. Ma hoyo ha'olam choser. What was lacking? What had not yet been created? The answer is menucha, rest. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha. When Shabbos arrived, that's when menucha, rest, was brought into the world. The Isa, and it's brought, that it's through this menucha, through Shabbos, that the entire creation was completed and came together. Because the main source of life and existence of everything in creation is the rest on Shabbos. Shehi hanekuda hapnimius hamachaya hakoil. That's the central point that gives, that broadcasts energy and life to everything. Bechinas Dvar Hashem. Shabbos is an example of the Dvar Hashem. Where do we see this? Bebechinas, there's a pasuk. V'daber dovar. You will speak words. And the Gemara learns from that pasuk, v'daber dovor, shelo yihye dibur chashol Shabbos kedibur chashol chol. This pasuk teaches us that there's what we speak about during the weekdays and what we speak about on Shabbos. And what we speak about on Shabbos, our speech on Shabbos, is supposed to be completely different from the speech during the weekdays. Kedibur chashol Shabbos kodesh, Hubechinas Dvar Hashem, because the things we speak about on Shabbos take on the holiness of Dvar Hashem, Bechinas Loshen HaKodesh, the holy language, Sheboi Nivra Ho'ilam, with which the world was originally created. We know that it's brought that the Arizal was makbid to speak only Loshen Kodesh on Shabbos. Besides the fact that every Jew has a requirement, the Gemara and the Halacha teach us that we're not allowed to speak about certain things during Shabbos. We're not allowed to speak about business, with many things. Where Shabbos is Kodesh, it's holy, and especially we have to sanctify our speech, to see to it that the words that come out of our mouth on Shabbos are different than the weekdays. So we see that Shabbos is a bechina of this Dvar Hashem. V'zeh shoyimrim b'Shabbos. And this is why the Gemara and the Halacha teach us that on Shabbos, when we engage someone that's sick, that's not feeling well, we say Shabbos hi milizoik. It's Shabbos. Therefore, we don't scream, we don't cry out about people that are sick, because urefua kroiva lavoi. The cure is very close in coming because of Shabbos. Shabbos is refuah. Ki Shabbos hu bechinas Dvar Hashem, bechinas Hashoresh Elyon Kanal. Because Shabbos, we just saw, is the Devar Hashem. It's that source from which everything draws its energy, including all the medicines and all the healing. Therefore, if on Shabbos we're connected to the Devar Hashem, then automatically we're receiving, we're drawing upon ourselves all healing power. It's Shabbos. Therefore, we don't need to cry out. Rav Nosson Zal makes a very powerful statement here. On Shabbos, we don't even require tefillah the same way we do during the weekdays. Ki refua kroiva lovoi b'Shabbos memela alidei Shabbos b'atzmoi. Because one of the main things that we pray to Hashem for is refua, healing, spiritual healing, physical healing. And on Shabbos, the healing comes automatically based on the holiness of the day itself. Shehashabbos biatzmoi hu bechinas dvar Hashem. Shabbos itself is dvar Hashem. V'alkein be'emes ein marbin b'tfila b'Shabbos. And this is why the halacha says that on Shabbos we don't stretch out the tfila. Our Shmone Esrei on Shabbos is much shorter than the Shmone Esrei during the weekdays. During the weekdays it's 19 brachos. On Shabbos, it's 7 brachas, number one. Number two, the Shulchan Aruch warns that on Shabbos, the Chazonim should not stretch out the tefillah. We want to make sure one of the most important things on Shabbos is the Sud of Shabbos. And we don't want to get home after Chatzos. We don't want to get home after midday, first start our meal over then. The Shulchan Aruch says this applies to Shabbos and even Yontif. The one exception that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah there, it's an exceptional, since there are some poskim that say you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, therefore we don't have the same hakpada of making sure to eat, to start eating before Chatzos. But on Shabbos, we even shorten the tefillah. We don't add any additional prayers. Ki Shabbos biatzmoi hu bechinas dvar Hashem. Because Shabbos, the day itself, is tefillah in its most powerful form. Shehu bechinas hamalve hagodol. And Rabbi Nizal shows over there in Likutei Moran, in the chapter that this halach is based on, chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran, that the Devar Hashem is the great lender, the source, the bank from which everyone borrows, from which everyone receives. Shekulam mekablim v'loivim mimenu. Everything in creation receives and borrows from the source, which is the Dvar Hashem, which is called this Malve HaGodol. Kemavoyer Heite B'maymer Hanal, as Rabbi Nizal explains very thoroughly over there in Likutei Moran, Ayin Sham Heitev. Study it well. V'alkein, this will also explain another halacha about Shabbos. We know that usually a Jew is supposed to avoid borrowing money. There's a pasuk Eved, I believe it's a pasuk, Eved loive leish malve, that a person who borrows becomes, in a sense, a slave, a servant to the one that they borrow from. And we don't want to be slaves to anyone other than Hashem. Hashem says, Avodai heim, veloy avodim lavodim. They're my servants. They're not servants to any other servants. However, when it comes to Shabbos, v'alkein lichvoid Shabbos, Bevadai roi lilvois. Regarding showing respect for Shabbos, there are opinions in the Gemara that say that a person definitely is allowed to borrow if they have to in order to provide for the Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu botuach godoil ma'oid. Because Shabbos is the ultimate guarantee. Meyachar shehu biatzmoy hamalve hagodol shakol mekablam v'loivim imenu kanal. Since Shabbos itself is the ultimate lender, the bank, the big bank, the international bank from which everyone receives. So therefore, on a Gashmi level, if a person finds themselves in a predicament that they don't have right now what they need to buy, what they need for Shabbos, they're allowed to and encouraged to borrow, according to some opinions. Note that the term borrowing means where the person knows that they have a way to give it back. When a person borrows without thinking about how they're going to return the money, that's called stealing. Or a person who borrows indefinitely without having a date in mind, when I'm going to return this by, that kind of thing, chas v'shalom, that's stealing. Any questions, please?
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning.
What makes Shabbos such an awesome and powerful day over all the other days of our special in our calendar? Such as maybe the Shlosha Regalim, which have such huge benefits, like the Torah Dalit mentions that it's Hidgalut HaRatzon, there's a revelation that Hashem does design that in these days there's Hefech HaTeva, that He Himself reveals that He's the one that's really the one who is Manhig, controlling everything in the world. What makes Shabbat more special than any other day of the year?
To answer that question properly, we'd need hours and years, but just to touch on a few points, that Shabbos is koilel everything. Shabbos is all-inclusive. We say that Shabbos is the Malchus. It's the seventh day of the week, corresponding to the seventh sphera of the seven spheres, the Malchus, which receives from all the ones above it. All the ones above it feed into it. So it's actually a composite of all of them. Just like we find in the first story in Sipurim Isaias, Rabbeinu Zalver hints to it when he says that there was a king who had six sons and one daughter, and the one daughter he enjoyed the most. His greatest focus was on that one daughter. We mentioned recently, I believe, that in the Kiddush on Friday night, we quote from Vayechulu, that we say, Vayevorech Elokim Eshem Ashri, Vayekadesh Oisoi. Hashem blessed the seventh day, and He sanctified it. These two terms, Brocha and Kedusha, represent opposites, the two opposite poles. Brocha is a concept of chesed, kohen. The kohanim are the ones who bless the Jews, kohes sevorach as bnei Yisrael. Kedusha is a concept of din, tzimtzum. Kedusha, don't look over there, don't go there, don't go into a cemetery, don't touch this, don't touch that. So these two are opposites, and Shabbos has both of them. Shabbos covers the full spectrum from top to bottom, right to left. All of this is included in Shabbos. We know that in terms of the penalty for desecrating Shabbos, as much as there are penalties for other holidays, Misa B'day Shemaim or Kores in the case of Yom Kippur, Shabbos is the only one where the penalty is Skila, the most severe, the harshest penalty. There are many, Baruch Hashem, in our forum especially, we'll learn a lot about how Shabbos is everything. Again, we say on Friday night, Kihi Mekoyer HaBrocha. It's the source of all blessing. All the other holidays receive from Shabbos.
Beautiful, thank you.
Okay, sure. Anyone else? Okay, V'al kein b'moitzoi Shabbos, kisha Shabbos nistalek u'maschil en sheshis me'achol, and therefore, on Saturday night, when Shabbos leaves, and we begin the new 6 days of the week, shebohem shinui ha-koychois, where during the 6 days of the week, there's diversity. Sunday is chesed, Monday is gevura, Tuesday is a Tiferes. Wednesday is Netzach. Thursday is Hoid. There's differences between the days. Ki kol hakoichois mishunim upu'ulois mishtanois hein b'chinas sheshis me'achol. Because all of the different forces and all of the different diverse things in creation all are associated with the 6 days of the week. V'shabbos ki b'chinas dvar Hashem shehu shoirish ho'elyoin hakolul mikol hakoichois. Whereas Shabbos again represents the top of the pyramid, this Dvar Hashem, which is the source of everything and which is a composite of all the powers. The Ein Boi Shinui Kayadua. And on Shabbos, there is no diversity, there's oneness. Shabbos is the ultimate of oneness. And therefore, on Friday night, we mention Vianuchu Va, the female. Shabbos morning, we mention Vianuchu Voi, the male, and Shabbos at Mincha, we say Vianuchu Vam, both coming together. And Shabbos Mincha, we say Ato Echod, Vishimcho Echod, Umi Ka'amcho Yisroel Goyech Boretz. It's all about Echod. In the Zohar Kodesh that we recite Friday night, Kigavna, if you study that paragraph, it's all about Echod. Rosa de Shabbos Ihisha, it's all about the Isachdas, everything uniting, becoming one. Rabbi Nazal expounds on this towards the end of chapter 2 in the second half of Likut Imran. He speaks about Pa'ulois Mishtanois versus the Achdus Haposhut. V'alkein, and therefore, B'moitzoi Shabbos, on Saturday night, Kishemaschilin Hasheshis Me'achoel, when the 6 days of the week are beginning, koichos mishtanos, which means this diversity, azai takef anu mesaknim tikun gotol al yidei horea shel psomim shel moitzei Shabbos. We immediately perform a major tikun for the 6 days of the week by smelling the psomim on Saturday night. V'horea hu chius haneshama, smell is the life energy of the soul. Bechinas tfila. Smell is associated with tfila. Bechinas dvar Hashem. Rabbeinu Zalman, this is mentioned in Likut Imran, the chapter we're dealing with, and also in chapter 2, that there's a pasuk, utehilosi echtam. My prayer is associated with the choytem, with the nose. Because again, the nose is the source of life. When Hashem created man, it says, Vayipach bi'apov nishmas chayim. Hashem blew into the nostrils of man the spirit of life. The Gemara says, if we want to know if a person is alive or dead, how do you tell? By the nose. You put a feather in front of the nose, and if the feather moves, the person is still breathing. They're alive. If it doesn't move, it indicates the person is dead. Because again, the nose represents this breath, the breath of life, this nishmas chayim. And tefillah is called life. Rabbi Nizal quotes in the beginning of chapter 9 in Likut Imran, Rabbi Nizal begins with these very powerful words, ki ikar hachius himen hatefillah. The main, most important source of life is tefillah. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, Tefillah Lakel Chayoi, davening to Hashem, that's my life. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says here, V'horeach hu chiyus haneshama, smell is the life energy of the soul, b'chinas tefillah, b'chinas dvar Hashem. U'boze onu mechayin es hanefesh, shenech l'sho al yidei shenestalek ha-shabbos. And by smelling the psalmim on Saturday night, we're giving energy to the soul, which became weakened as a result of the fact that Shabbos left. Remember, Shabbos is called life. We say in Shmoneh Esrei, Toyameho Chayim Zochu. Those who taste Shabbos are zochet to be alive. They are living. That's Chayim. So when Shabbos leaves, some of our life energy is leaving. We restore it by smelling the besomim. Kialidei Horeach, Shu Bechinas Tfila, Bechinas Dvar Hashem, Anu Mechayin HaNefesh. Because by smelling the Besomim, which corresponds to Tfila, Dvar Hashem, we're giving life to the soul. Shehu Gamkein Dvar Hashem. The Nefesh, the soul, which is also Dvar Hashem. Vanu Mechavnim Atzmeinu, Shekoidim Kol HaHanoi Shal Maichol Omishte Shal Shesh Me'achoyel Shushini HaKoichos. And we have in mind that before we start eating or drinking anything, participating in any pleasures of food or drink, Shehu Shinui Koichos, which represent the diverse powers, Anu Maschilim Koidim Kol Im HaNoas HaReach. We first begin with smell, the pleasure of smell, Shehu HaNoas HaNeshama, which is the soul pleasure. Shehi Bechinas Dvar Hashem, Kedei Lekasher Gam Sheshis Me'achol, in order to connect the 6 days of the week, Bechinas Dvar Hashem, to the Dvar Hashem, which is Bechinas Shabbos. So the bridge between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week is the Besomim that we're smelling on Saturday night. Note, just like here, Rav Nosson Zal said that before we eat or drink Saturday night, we want to give the first pleasure to the soul. We want to start with a soul pleasure, which is Psamim. We have the same law regarding eating or drinking in the morning when a person wakes up. The Pasuk says, Loisoichel al Hadam. Don't eat before you pray for your blood, for your nefesh, ki adam hu hanefesh. That before you feed your soul, how? Through tefillah, davening shachris, don't eat. First daven shachris, which is dvar Hashem, which is soul food. Then you provide, then you eat and drink. Veze bechinas his noitzitzus Moshiach. And this is all tied in to initiating the light of Moshiach. Ki b'Shabbos ein ben David bo. Because the Gemara says that on Shabbos, Moshiach cannot come. There are some opinions because of Tchum Shabbos, because of traveling Tchum Shabbos. The Gemara speaks about this, and the Tur in Shulchan Aruch mentions different opinions on this. Ki af al pi shekol b'chinas Moshiach, dahinu sheye hakol choizer v'nichlal b'shoroshoi ho'elyon kimavor shom, because although Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moharan that what is Moshiach all about? Moshiach is going to take all of the diversity in this world and connect it, bring it together and connect it to its source, to its divine source. And that's what Shabbos is all about also. Shabbos is all about taking the 6 days of the week, all of that diversity, and bringing it together, unifying it in that seventh day, in Shabbos, which is Koilel, Brocha, and Kedusha, everything. Im kol zeh, despite all of this, hu muchrach lovoi b'sheshes me'achol daiko, Moshiach must come during the 6 days of the week, specifically. Why? Ki Moshiach yovoi levarer ulahashlim tikun ubirur kol ha'olamos kayadua, because Moshiach is going to come in order to refine and complete the repair and the refinement of all of the different worlds. Kayadua shegmar habirur v'hatikun yi alidei Moshiach, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, that the completion of the refinement of everything in creation and the tikkun of everything will be accomplished by Moshiach. V'alkein hu muchruch lovoi b'sheshes Sameachol. And that's why he must come during the 6 days of the week, Shehein Bechinas Olam Hazeh, which correspond to the physical world, to the materialistic world. She'oz yesh birur. In Olam Hazeh, in the physical world, during the 6 days of the week, there is refinement, there is processing. Ki b'Shabbos, b'chinas olam haba, ein birur. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us that on Shabbos, which corresponds to the next world, Shabbos is Bechinas Olam Haba. There is no Biror. There's no longer any refinement. There's no refinement taking place during Shabbos. There's no processing. The Iker Bechinas Mashiach HaMavorshim B'maimer Hanal, and the most important thing that Mashiach represents, which Rabbein Azal explains over there in chapter 1 in the second half of the Kutumran, Hu Bechinas Levarer Ulahalois Kol Siach HaSode V'chol Koychoisam L'Sharosh Me'elyon. He's going to be the one to refine and elevate all the energy of all the vegetation in the world and all of its powers to elevate it and connect it back to its divine source. Dahinu bechinas lahalois sheishes me'achol, which also means elevating the 6 days of the week. Shehin bechinas shinui koychos, which represent diversity, L'toich Bechinas Sharoshim, to elevate it and plug it into its source, Bechinas Shabbos. Nemtza, so therefore we conclude that Sorech Daiko Lovoi Bechoil, Bo'olam Hazeh. That's why Mashiach must come during the week, 6 days of the week. He has to come down to this physical world, L'sakein Yemei HaChoil, in order to correct, to repair the 6 days of the week, Ha'olam Hazeh, and to repair this physical world, Bebechinas Shabbos, to elevate it and connect it to Shabbos, Bebechinas Olam Haba. V'alkein, and therefore, B'moitzoi Shabbos, on Saturday night, B'havdolah, when we're reciting Havdolah, Shemistalek HaShabbos, U'maschilen Yemei Achoel, when Shabbos is leaving, and we're starting the 6 days of the week, Azai ba'oisoi hasho anu mevorchan al areach. It's that moment where we make the bracha on smell, on psamim, shehu bechinas Shabbos, which is an aspect of Shabbos. Again, Shabbos is spiritual. The 6 days of the week are physical, materialistic. Shabbos is ruchnias, bechinas Shabbos, bechinas dvar Hashem, bechinas tefillah, bechinas Moshiach, kedei lesakin sheishes me'achol. In order to start the tikkun of the 6 days of the week, lekolam b'kedusha Shabbos, and to plug them into the holiness of Shabbos, bebechinas dvar Hashem, bebechinas tefila, shebechinas reach. And how are we doing it? Through a form of dvar Hashem, the bracha that we recite on the psalmim, that's also dvar Hashem. That's also a tefila. V'chol ze hu bechinas hisnoitzitzus Moshiach. And all of this is a sparkling, an initiation of the light of Moshiach, Sheyovoi b'mheira b'yameinu, who we hope will come speedily in our time. Amen. Any questions?
We're fixing it. The Reb Nosson writes over here, the second Sheshis Me'achol Chol Mekdusha Shabbos. That's the coming 6 days?
Correct.
So we're fixing them before it's done.
We're starting the repair. We're starting the tikkun of the 6 days. This is how we're kicking off. This is the bridge. It's a connector between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week coming. Exactly. We're leaving Shabbos, which is the ultimate Var Hashem, and connecting to the 6 days of the week, which are the opposite in a sense. It's avdus, it's gashmis, it's shinui, it's all kinds of shinuim, but there's a bridge. There's a bridge that connects them, which is the boirim in Ebsomim. Yes.
Hi, how are you doing? This is a great talk. It's amazing. Baruch Hashem. I wanted to ask if the whole inyan of going from in the 6 days of the week going to the seventh day, where everything is one and unified, and you're saying there's no barrier, there's no sifting out between what do you call it? You're saying there's no sifting, there's no clarification being done on Shabbos. So is that a yisod right there for why I would say for our this whole topic of bringing Shabbos in earlier, and does it have to do with bringing Mashiach in earlier? I'm thinking based on this, based on what we're saying, since Shabbos is connected to the Mashiach.
Possible, very possible.
And or also, I would say also it would appear as if to say that to include the solution, quote unquote, the higher level solution, inside the time where we're still going through all the issues, because people usually feel very strongly. You're in the 6 days of the week. You're not on the 7th day of the week. You don't feel rest. You know, like. In a regular sense, yeah, is Shabbos in here yet? I don't feel rest. Okay, and a person says, no, I'm dragging Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. I'm dragging the mentality of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Where a person is able to even have hope, or even to have in places where it's not possible, quote unquote, not really possible.
Definitely. There's tremendous emphasis on this throughout the Torah, and especially in Rabbi Nizal's teachings, about this avoda of drawing Shabbos into the 6 days of the week to the extent that we can. Again, there's a certain extent, there's still a major difference, but to the degree that we can, to be able to take part of the 6 days of the week and turn it into Shabbos, or to draw the light of Shabbos to some degree into the 6 days of the week.
Okay, amen. And you're saying that has many ramifications.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you.
We start the next. Go ahead, please.
In the Torah Delit Kinyana over there, he says that Mikrai Kodesh, the Shosha Regalim, are a symbol to Mikra Kore Et HaKodesh. There's a Hidgalu, there's a revelation of Hashem. That happens during those days. Now, I know that we recite in the Kiddush, we say Techila leMikrai Kodesh, referring to Shabbat. Is there a kesher? Is there a Hidgalut Haratzon that happens in the same sequence as what?
Definitely. In other words, first of all, the Zohar Kodesh points out that the holidays are called Mikroi Kodesh. Shabbos is called Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Kodesh is a higher, Mikroi Kodesh is like an offshoot in a sense, an extension. Shabbos is the Kodesh itself, number one. And again, Shabbos is called Tchilo le Mikroi Kodesh. It's number one of all the Mikroi Kodesh. And just like the holidays, Rabbi Nizal explains over there in the Ketubah, what's special about these holidays is that these holidays commemorate miracles that took place, where there was a Shinui Teva, where Hashem showed that everything is according to my Ratzon, the will of Hashem. Hashem is not controlled by nature in any way, but rather Hashem controls nature. Nature performs the will of Hashem. And when Hashem chooses once different, he can turn nature off and go into miracle mode, go into Ashgacha Prati mode. On Shabbos, in the Shmon Esrei, in the Kiddush, we say Bi'ahava uveratzayin hinchaltonu, and Shabbos Mincha is called Ratzayin Sheberatzayinus. Shabbos is wall-to-wall miracle. Now, it's Shabbos, we disconnect from the... We know during the 6 days of the week, you can't do anything without money. You can't go, you know, all... You don't work, you don't live. And Shabbos, we show that Shabbos is his galus harotzim. That Shabbos, we're living better than any other day in the work. We're eating better, dressing better, happier, without any connection to teva, without work, by not going to work. And again, by not handling any money, by disconnecting from money. And it's the ultimate revelation of Ratzon Hashem, Hashem's will, showing that on this day when Hashem seemingly did no creation, This was the ultimate creation. This is spiritual, which is what feeds. This is the battery that feeds the whole creation. Just like you have the body and the soul, the 6 days of the week are like the body. Shabbos is the soul. That kind of level, and the soul, the nefesh, is called Ratzon. That's what the nefesh is called. The nefesh means Ratzon, will.
Amazing. Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Halacha Gimel. Al kol dovah shemeriach tzorich levorich lefonov, aval achrav einu levorich klum. Once again, the halacha says that anything that a person smells, you're required to make a bracha before smelling it, but there's no after bracha. Al pima shekosov rabbeinus al b'maymar v'yoymer boyez el rus. This, the following halacha, is going to be based on chapter 65 in Likutei Moran. Me'inyan hazericha shel habitul. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal speaks about the concept of bitul, that when a person is going through difficulties in life, difficulties in this world, sometimes a person has to disconnect. A person has to be mevatel, go into a state of bitul, which means unplugging completely from the physical world, closing my eyes, closing my ear, closing everything, a complete disconnect from Gashmi, from the physical, materialistic world, and thereby connecting to what's above the physical world, connecting to the spiritual. Rabbi Nizal gives a mashal there, just like normally when I have my eyes open, I can see a certain distance. I can see, let's say, 5 miles out on a clear day. If there's something that's 6 miles out there and I want to be able to see it, in order to be able to extend my vision, I have to shorten, I have to lessen the opening of the eye by squinting, by closing the eye a little bit. It gives me the ability to see further than when the eye is fully open. Rabbi Nizal shows there that when a person closes their eyes completely, and not just the eyes, but the eyes represent all of the senses, they close it completely to the physical world. By doing that, I transport myself, I go out of the physical world, and I connect to the spiritual world. I connect to Olam Haba, where there's only good. That's called Yoim Shekulay Toiv. That's when there's only good. There is no bad. In this world, there's Toiv Ara. The Gemara says, when good things happen, you make a certain bracha. When bad things happen, you make a different bracha. But we're told in the future, there'll be only HaToiv HaMeitiv. So Rabbi Nizal there speaks about this concept of bitul, and he speaks about the zericha shel habitul, which means that when a person, Rabbi Nizal explains there, that a person cannot maintain that state permanently. Otherwise, they're dead. They'll leave the world completely. A person's allowed to go into this bitul for a certain period of time, but then you have to come back down. You have to return to this world. So the question is, if I'm coming back down, I disconnect from that bitul, so I'm back to where I was. No. The answer is there's a zricha. There's a reshimu that remains with the person. Some of that, just like we've mentioned, when you have a bottle of oil, when you empty out the oil from the bottle, there's a film of the oil that remains inside on the sides of the bottle. So too, when a person comes back down from this bitul, there's a reshimu that remains. There's a zrichu, there's a light that still shines for the person. Because a person who is zoicha, during all the different things they're going through, they're zoicha always to look above all of it, to look at the ultimate goal, which is Olam Haba. Azai ein loy shum tsar v'yisurim klal. That person will not feel any pain or suffering. Ki hatachlis hu kuloy toiv, kuloy echad. Because the Torah tells us that the ultimate goal, the future, is complete goodness, complete oneness. Bechinas olam haba. She'oz yevorchu al hakoil hatoiv ha-meitiv. Where then we're going to be on a level where we're going to only say HaToiva HaMeitiv. There will be no Dayan HaEmes. Kama Yisham Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, Al Pasuk, Bayoim HaHu Yihyeh Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod. On that day in the future, Hashem will be one and His name will be one. So the Gemara asks, Otu Ho'id No Lav Echod? What do you mean? Today Hashem is not one? And the Gemara says, correct. In this world, we see two sides of Hashem Kaviochel. We see Ra and we see Toiv. And when there's Ra, we make a bracha Dayan HaEmes. When there's Toiv, we make a bracha Toiv HaMeitiv. Avol Osed Lovoi, but in the future, Yevorchu Al HaKoil HaToiv HaMeitiv. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 65 in Mikutim Ran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. So there is this beetle where a person leaves this world and they connect themselves, they plug into a higher place. However, it's impossible for a person to be connected all the time to that beetle, to the tachlis, which is all good, which is infinity, that level called Ein Sof. Ki yetze migeder enoishi, because the person will stop being a human being. They'll leave the status of human being. It's brought that this is what happened to two of the tzaddikim, the rabbis, who went up to the paradise. They went up to a very high place. There was Rabbi Akiva. On the opposite extreme, there was Acher, and in the middle, we had Ben Azai and Ben Zoyma. And it's brought that Ben Azai and Ben Zoyma, when they went to that very high place, one of them got so attached there that he couldn't come back down, and therefore he died. His soul left him. The other one came back down, but he was blinded to a degree by the light up there, and as a result, he couldn't bring it back down. He couldn't be metzamtzem it. And when he would speak, people couldn't understand what he was saying. So they assumed that his mind was affected, chasrim, that he was crazy. Even though it wasn't crazy, it was just that he had tapped into such a high place, such a high level of light, and he didn't have the ability to bring it back down in a containable way. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that we're not supposed to stay up there, because if a person does, he leaves the geder enoishi. V'tzorech liois bebechinas rotzoi v'shoiv. As long as we're supposed to be living in this world, we have to be able to go up and come back down. V'chulu. And again, Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there in the Likutei Moran. U'keshehu bebechinas v'shoiv. When a person comes back down, azai horishimu shenisha mehabitul meir el hadas, then the remaining light, the imprint from that bright light that the person connected to up there, that oyer ein soif, shines into the person's brain, the person's das, v'zoicha lahasogas haTorah, and the person is zoicha to a new understanding of Torah. And he's also zoicha to a certain high level of simcha, of happiness, which the person receives from that beetle, from that high place that they went up to, which is all good. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the vessel that enables a person to receive and retain this new light of Torah that they're going to get as a result of that beetle, the vessel is simcha. If the person is besimcha, that will enable them to be able to receive and contain a new level of Torah as a result of that beetle, that process of going up and coming back down. Ashrei hazoicha lozeh. Fortunate is a person who zoicha to experience this. Ki zeh ikar hatachlis l'mi shezoicha lozeh b'shleimus. because this is the ultimate accomplishment for a person who zoche to really accomplish this completely. V'zeh ikar tainug olam haba, and this is also the main pleasure of the future world. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, osid hakadosh baruch hu lasos mochoi letzadikim losid lavoi. Hashem is going to make a circle, a dance, for the tzaddikim in the future. V'chol echod mare be'etzboi, and each tzaddik is going to be able to point with their finger and be able to say, Zeh Hashem, that's Hashem. Kivinu loy v'yoshenu, that's the Hashem who we pray to, who we yearn to our whole life. Rabbi Nazal explains, mochel, the term mochel means a circle and a dance, people dancing in a circle. Zeh hasimcha, that represents the joy and happiness, which is the vessel. Mare be'etzboi, to point with your finger. Hainu hazricha v'horashimu shel habitul. This represents that shine and that imprint that remains with the person from when they were up there in that bitul. Shaydezeh nase ha-toira. And that's what generates this new Torah that the person receives. Shehi bechinas etzba elokim, which is referred to as the finger of Hashem. When the Torah speaks about Klal Yisrael receiving the Torah, v'azai nizgale hasogas dveikus elokuisis barach, and then the person achieves a deep, deep connection to Hashem. Bechinas zeh Hashem kivinu loy, that's Hashem, where a person is so close to Hashem and so connected to Hashem that kaviyochol they can point at Hashem. So Rabbi Nizal elaborates on this in chapter 65 in Likut Imran. V'ayin gamkein b'maymar anoichi Hashem aleikecha. Rabbi Nizal says, take a look also in chapter 4 in the first half of Likut Imran. May inyan horishimu shel habitul shemeir el hadas. There also, Rabbi Nizal speaks about this concept of bitul, a person disconnecting, detaching themselves completely from this world, from the physical, materialistic world. And he speaks about when the person comes back down, there's that reshimu, that imprint, shemeir el hadas, which shines into the person's brain, the person's sechel, lodas ki Hashem aleikim, for the person to receive a level of realization that Hashem and Elohim are one, that Chesed and Gvura, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elohim are really one. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ato hor eso lodas ki Hashem hu Elohim, that the real high level of das is the realization that Hashem and Elohim are one. Ayin Sham, Rav Nosson says, study, look over there in chapter 4, V'hovein im tizke, and understand it if you'll be zoiche to understand it, meaning that this is very deep stuff. Rabbi Nosson over there in Likut Imran, in those places, is speaking about very high levels of connecting to Hashem, this bitul and the zricha and bringing back down the das, etc., speaking about very, very high levels. Before we continue, Rav Nosson Zal brought a pasuk here. Which was in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisisa. Where it describes the Luchos, the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from heaven. It says Vayitein El Moshe Kechaloisei Ledaber Itoi Behar Sinai Shnei Luchoi Seidus. Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu the Luchois on Har Sinai. Shnei Luchois Seidus Luchois Even Ksuvim Bi Etzba Loikim. The Luchois which were written by the finger of Hashem Kaviyochol. That's the wording. And Rav Nosson Zalmanen here made reference to the fact that this etzba represents das. It represents das. He mentioned it before. We're zoche to the das, to the Sogas HaTorah, which is the etzba loikim, exactly. Nasa HaTorah, which is etzba loikim, and then there's this das. There is a name of Hashem. We know that there are different names of Hashem that correspond to the different spheres. The Yudke Vovke, Elokim, Ekya. One of the names of Hashem that people are not so familiar with is Aleph Hey Vov Hey, which the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that's the name of Hashem that represents Das. Das is a concept of a union, bringing together. Just like it says by Odom and Chava, Vayeda Odom es Chave Ishtoi. Avram, Odom Arishan mated with his wife Chava. Das, it's brought, Rabbi Nisal brings over there in chapter 4 in Likutimran, is the Achtus of Chasodim and Gvurois. We find this name of Hashem in the first pasuk in the Torah, where it says, Bereshis bara Elokim es hashamayim ves oretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth, top and bottom. So it's brought, Reshis is Chochmah. There's a pasuk, Reshis Chochmah yiras Hashem. Elokim is Bina. And the next four words, Es hashamayim, the Es ha'oretz, the first letters make up this name of Hashem, Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey, which are the name of Hashem which represents Das, the combination of Shamayim and Eretz, the combination of Chesed and Gvura, both of these. It's brought that the word Etzba, Aleph, Tzadik, Beis, Ayin, which is 91 and 72, the combination is 163, which is this name of Hashem, Bemilui, when you write out each letter as a word. Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei. Hey, the Hey, you have to see if it's spelled Hey Hey or Hey Aleph or Hey Yud. And Vav, and Hey, it adds up to this word, Etzba. And this is why in Egypt, we're told that when we're in Golos, Golos is a state of lack of das. There's a pasuk lochein golo ami mibli das. That when we're in Golos, the das is in Golos. Coming out of Golos is based on a revelation of das. This atohore solo das, which Moshe Rabbeinu coming to. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who came to take the Jews out of Golos, because Moshe Rabbeinu is this das. This is why the Egyptians, when they saw what was going on, they said, Etzba Elokimhi. We see that this is the finger of Hashem. We see that this is that Hashem is drawing some of that light of Das now into Mitzrayim, which is going to result in the Jews being taken out of Golos. Okay, a little bit of a treat. Okay, this is the introduction. Rav Nosson Zal gave us the introduction from Likut Imran, and now he's going to go into his explanation to show us how this is all tied into Birkas HaReach, the bracha that we make on something that we smell. Any questions? I see a very important question raised in the chat. Since most of us today are not really, we can't do this bitul in the highest level of actually connecting to Olam Haba, how can a person try to do this without fooling themselves in a sense, falling into a fantasy, thinking that I'm in Olam Haba when we attempt to close our eyes to this world? This is a very important point. that Rabbeinu Zal stressed to us to be careful not to allow ourselves to be fooled and not to fool ourselves. That a person, this is why there's so much incredible stress on humility, that a person is not koine Torah. The Torah was given in the desert. The desert represents humility. A person who makes themselves like a midbar lodush, like a desert that people step on, and it was given on the smallest mountain on Har Sinai. There's tremendous emphasis on this, on a person always remembering who I am and not fooling myself. And one of the ways that a person can do this properly is by coming close to tzaddikim. Because when a person comes close, Rabbeinu Zal once said, from me, you can understand Hashem's greatness. If a person looks carefully and honestly at a true tzaddik and sees how this tzaddik is so far above me, I am so, so tiny compared to this tzaddik, that's one of the ways of a person reminding themselves constantly of who I am and who I'm not, and not fooling myself into thinking I'm a tzaddik before I get there, you know, before I arrive at this madrega of tzaddik. One of the ways is by coming close to the tzaddikim, and another way is by coming close to the Torah. A person studying Torah properly and seeing how great the Torah is, how huge it is, how big it is, that itself is one of the things that helps a person remember how tiny I am, how little I know compared to what there is to know. But naturally, with all of this, the Yetzer Hara still is very powerful, and we see that there are people who study Torah, and Rahman Slan, they become Balei Gaiva. So one of the most important things is tefillah, a person pleading with Hashem all the time, begging Hashem, Al tevoyeni regel gaiva, Hashem, keep me far from gaiva. Help me, bizurcha, not to fool other people, and most important of all, not to fool myself. I mentioned in the past my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichrono Livracha, that he said on the Mishnah in Peah, where it says that a person who makes believe they're blind in order to collect charity, in order to get a bigger donation than they would get if people didn't think they were blind, the Gemara says the person will not leave the world without becoming blind, chas v'shalom. Person who makes believe they're a cripple, they won't leave the world without... So my Rebbe said, what about a person who makes believe he's a tzaddik? He makes believe he's a Rosh Yeshiva. What about that? He's not going to leave the world without becoming a tzaddik? And he thought about it and he said, could be what it means is that originally the person starts off fooling the people, trying to fool other people, but he himself knows, he realizes that it's a joke, it's a fantasy, it's a put on. But the punishment is that the person, Rahman al-Islam, will end up believing it. They'll end up fooling themselves, chas v'shalom. And that's one of the worst punishments in the world. It's brought about the Baal Shem Tov and the Arizal, that the last words off their lips when they left the world, the person would want to say, wow, imagine if I would know what was the last thing that he said. The last thing they said was a pasuk in Tehillim, Al tevoyeni regel gaiva. With David HaMelech, please with Hashem, Hashem, protect me, I shouldn't fall into gaiva, arrogance. Because it's brought that when a person passes away, the whole avodah then of the people is kovod hames, last respects, paying respects to the person who passed away. The whole concept of alavaya is respect. Respect for the person who passed away, respect for the relatives who remain, yekora dechaya, yekora demoisa, the gemara. It's all about kovoy. And these greatest tzaddikim were afraid that they shouldn't be affected, chas v'shalom, in any negative way by this kovoy. Imagine how much more so we need to pray to Hashem constantly to be saved, not to fool ourselves, not to fool other people. And just related to the topic of smell, the Gemara speaks about smelling an esroig. This pasuk, al tevoyeni regel gaiva, the first letters make up the word esroig. It's brought. There's a connection. We're out of time now. Maybe another time we'll speak further about it.
Rabbi,
yes.
I ask a quick question. Does the tzaddik also have this avodah of not being able to stay in bitul, or does he attain a level where he's always stays in bitul?
I believe usually it's brought that even the tzaddik must have this rotzoi v'shoi. And again, it's mentioned as a pegam in a sense on the part of Ben Azay and Ben Zoyma that they were rotzoi and they weren't v'shoi. They didn't come back. You know, the other three, it's brought Rabbi Akiva was nichnas v'yotza b'sholoim. He entered and left in peace, meaning he was zoicha to this rotzoi v'shoi b'shleimus. And I believe, if I recall, the words rotzoi v'shoi are bigimatria Torah or bat Torah. That this is what the Torah is really all about. The Torah is the limud of knowing how to go up and how to come back down.
Makes sense. Thank you very much.
Sure. Wishing everybody a wonderful day, wonderful week. We should be zoche to Yeshua's and Besuras Tovus, Mr. Shem.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Sure. All the best.
Thank you very much for Nelson.
All the best. Wonderful day.
Of course, have a good day. You're another winner.
All the best, Rabbi.